Tomorrow is the 38th anniversary of the assassination of Archbishop Oscar Romero in El Salvador. This year, the anniversary will be a little different because Pope Francis just said Romero will become a saint. Romero became a symbol of the violence in El Salvador's civil war. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna spoke to people in our area with ties to that country and filed this report.
Salvadoran immigrant Napoleon Hernandez, who lives in South Jersey now, remembers his father listening to Oscar Romero's sermons broadcast all over his home country.
Was the Catholic bishop talking about the news, didn't want to talk. He said things you couldn't find in the daily newspaper.
Bishop Romero came from an influential family, but his work with the disenfranchised radicalized him and transformed him into a human rights activist. It also antagonized the military forces under the government. He was gunned down a day after giving a sermon in which he ordered Salvadoran soldiers, in the name of God, to put their guns down and stop their acts of repression.
Les suplico, les ruego, les ordeno en nombre de Dios, cese la represión.
Romero also spoke of the economic injustice between rich and poor.
No es justo que unos pocos tengan todo y la mayoría marginada se esté muriendo de hambre.
It's not fair that a few have everything and the marginalized majority is dying of hunger, he said. Romero was the best known of the Latin American priests who followed liberation theology, says filmmaker and writer Catherine Smith Pyle from Philadelphia. She says liberation theology spread throughout Latin America, urging church leaders to side with people living in poverty instead of government or the powerful.
These were people who were working with poor people, saying it wasn't their fault that they were poor and it wasn't the way things had to be. And so while all of this work was going on within the church and people in the community were involved in it because of their faith in the Catholic Church, at the same time, it was helping to build a consciousness among poor people that things could be different. And so that was really the most important thing about liberation theology. And that is why Oscar Romero became such an important person internationally, because he was a symbol of that movement and he was assassinated for his work in that movement.
Pyle is the co-author of the documentary Children of Memory on the disappeared children in the Salvadoran Civil War. The farmer she interviewed had a lot to say about Romero. One of the people in her film is a man whose family was killed in a massacre in his own town. He talked about Romero as the only voice who fought for their rights.
Monseñor Romero en propio nuestro país fue reconocido como
Monseñor Romero in our country is the guardian angel of the people. The man spent years trying to find his surviving daughter, Claribel, and like other parents looking for the disappeared children, he was never able to get any information on her thereabouts. It's estimated that the Civil War resulted in the disappearance of 8,000 people and about 80,000 dead. The movement to name Romero a saint started right after the war, says Pyle, and it was really important
that he be recognized for the leadership and the hope that they had had because of him. After his assassination, people felt that there was no recourse except armed insurrection. And so that started the war that was a 12-year war. And during that time, many people emigrated to the United States.
Napoleon Hernandez and his family came in 1993.
Because, you know, that we were in war, it's never going to stop. And I have family, and I decided to move on. You know, no future for me or for my kids.
Hernandez manages a cleaning service business in New Jersey. Like other Salvadoran Catholics, he's elated at having a new saint born in his country.
When Pope Francis said, "You have a saint," we couldn't believe it. My heart in my community are happy. We are very, very happy.
Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.